Archangel by Robert Harris. Read by Michael Kitchen. Prologue. Rapava's story. Death solves all problems. No man, no problem. J.V. Stalin, 1918. Late one night, a long time ago, before you were even born, boy, a bodyguard stood on the veranda at the back of a big house in Moscow, smoking a cigarette. It was a cold night, without stars or moon, and he smoked for the warmth of it as much as anything else, his big farm lad's hands cupped around the burning cardboard tube of a Georgian papirosa. This bodyguard's name was Papu Rapava. He was 25 years old, a Mingrelian from the northeastern shoreland of the Black Sea. And as for the house, well, fortress would have been a better word. It was a Tsarist mansion, half a block long, in the diplomatic sector, not far from the river. Somewhere in the frosty darkness at the bottom of the walled garden was a cherry orchard, and beyond it a wide street, Sadovaya Kudrinskaya, and beyond that the grounds of the Moscow Zoo. There was no traffic. Very faintly in the distance, when it was quiet like now, and the wind was in the right direction, you could hear the howling of caged wolves. By this time the girl had stopped screaming, which was a mercy.